There's a very fundamental machlokes between the Maamar Mordechai and the Avnei Nezer regarding the status of a pushka in halach. The chakira goes as like this. What's the gedder hadvarim when I put money in a pushka? If, let's say, I place money in the pushka on behalf of a certain organization or on behalf of a certain group of aniyim, does that mean that immediately when I put it in the pushka, they are koine it? The kinyan is already chal, it already belongs to the aniyim, it already belongs to the organization that I'm donating the money to? Or do we say that no? The kinyan is not yet chal, it doesn't yet belong in halacha to the aniyim. What I'm doing is I'm being mafrish the money. I'm setting it aside, I'm earmarking it to subsequently donate it to these aniyim. But the kinyan is not actually chal, it still belongs to me. There are many nafkiminis from the Shaila, we'll just mention a couple of them. Zok the Maamar Mordechai, the first nafkimina is in the following case. The Maamar Mordechai was posed with the following situation. Money was collected in order to send it to aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. The problem was that in Metzias, the government wasn't letting them send it out. And also, there was a tzairich that arose in Chutz Lartz. And the question was it mutter for them to use the money that was in the pushkas for the local tzairich, for the local necessity, for the local need, and divert it from where it was earmarked to where it was supposed to go, and instead of sending it to Eretz Yisrael, keep it for the local need? Zok the Maamar Mordechai, it's also. Because the moment that you put it in the pushka on behalf of the Aniyei Eretz Yisrael, the Aniyei Eretz Yisrael were already koinet, it already belongs to them in Chesh Mishpat, it's already theirs. So it's Gneva. You can't take something that belongs to someone else already and divert it to somewhere else. However, if you were to hold that the Kinyan is not Chal yet, rather what you're doing is you're just being mafreshit, then there are certain qualifications, but in certain circumstances you're allowed to divert it. You're allowed to be mishane to a similar type of need that it was earmarked for. So if the halacha would be that they wouldn't be kaina it, then in certain cases you could divert it. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is actually the case of the Avnei Nezer, who actually disagrees with the Maamar Mordechai. The Avnei Nezer was talking about a case where a person had put money in a pushka, and the pushka had got stolen in a way where Medine Shomer, he was potter from obligation. He was potter from responsibility. It was stolen in a way that there was no negligence. And the question was, I already put money in the tzedakah on behalf of certain aniyim, and then the money got stolen, which in Hilchos Shomim didn't cause me any obligation. Am I mechuyev now to go ahead and give the money to tzedakah? Well, chayrish should be totally in our shaila. If the vort is that it's already chal the kinyan, it already belongs to the aniyim, so it already was acquired by the aniyim, and now I was just a shomer, I was just watching it on behalf of the aniyim, and since in hilchos shomim I wasn't negligent, and I was potter from the gneiva that occurred, so I'm not going to have to reimburse the tzedakah. I'm not going to have to reimburse the aniyim, because it was their loss. Their money got stolen. I'm a shomer, I'm potter, and I'm completely off the hook. However, if you understand that it's not a kinyan that occurs when I put money in the pushka box, rather all I'm doing is earmarking it for the aniyim. I'm just being mafreshit. I'm setting it aside. I'm not actually donating it. And there's no kinyan chal. Then l'chayro, you still have not fulfilled your pledge. Even though in Dine Shomim you're potter, but you pledged and you set aside a certain amount of money to be given to tzedakah, the money that got stolen wasn't the tzedakah's money, it was your money. You still have to fulfill your pledge, you still have to give the money to tzedakah. So that would be an afkamina between these two tzedotim, and the Avnei Nezer paskins, you're bechuyev to subsequently give the money to the tzedakah, because the kinyan has not been chal when I put the money in the pushka on behalf of the aniyim, and therefore it's your money that got stolen, not the aniyim. And therefore, you still have to fulfill your pledge. You still have to give money to the organization that you are mafresh money to give to. There are other nafkaminas as well. But the question is, in Choshen Mishpat, how does it work? How does it work in Choshen Mishpat if I have the kelim of someone else in my rishos and I'm putting it into that person's keli? Is he in fact able to acquire the item that I'm putting in? Because according to the Maamar Mordechai, what's happening is that I'm putting money into the pushka, and the pushka belongs to the aniyim. And therefore, the second I put it in, the kelim, the chotzer, the kelim of the aniyim are kainit for him. They've kainit the money, and it already belongs to them. And the question is, this is a very extensive sugya in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Pehei, where the Gemara talks about this question of whether kelov shalokeach is kaina b'shus meicher. If you have kelim of lokeach and b'shus meicher, could they acquire things on behalf of the lokeach or not? L'maisa, it's a machlekes rishonim. Now, what's the suffix? So there are actually two tzadim in the rishonim as to what the suffix is regarding the kelim of lokeach in the b'shus of the meicher. The Rashbam and other rishonim, most rishonim seem to assume that we assume that the das of the moicher is certainly to be mashal that makom where the kelim are lying and where the kelim are sitting to the lokeach to enable him to be kinda the item that you're selling to him. So when a moicher is selling something to the lokeach's kelim are in there, it's just the moicher. The das we assume is that the moicher wants to be makne the makom, to be mashal the makom of the kelim to enable the kinyan to go into effect. So what's the shayla? The shayla is that perhaps the rishus of the moicher is mevatel this mokum, the kelim of the lekech, because it's much more dominant as a result of the fact that it's in his possession. The whole entire rishus is of the moicher. Therefore, that general rishus is mevatel the kelim of the lekech, and that will nullify the ability to employ kinyan chotzer or any other kinyan mitzav the kelim of the lekeach. That is the sheet of the Rishbam as to the suffix of the Gemara. The Ritva learns that no, the suffix gufa is whether we assume that there's an automatic das of the moicher to be makin the makam under the kelim to the lekeach to enable the kinyan to go into effect. And if he is, in fact, mashal the makam to him, so the kinyan goes into effect because now the property under the kelim are also belonging to the lekeach. Akoponim, this is the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to conclude that it's a suffix. According to some Rishonim, it's zicher not kaine. And the question is, how could the Maamar Mordechai say that the pushka is kaine on behalf of the aniyim? L'chayra, we say that it's at least a suffix. According to some Rishonim, certainly you're not kaine. The question is, how could the kinyan go into effect if we assume that you cannot employ the kinyan of kelov shalokeach b'shus moicher l'maisa? So one of the svaros brought down in the Poskim is based on the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though we assume that normally kelov shalokeach b'shus moicher we wouldn't allow to be kaina, based on the suffix of the Gemara, however, if the moicher specifically says, be kaina, lich the kane, go acquire the item, if he specifically authorizes the kinyan, then the Shulchan Aruch holds that the kinyan does in fact work. And there's a machlekes rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, there's a machlekes rishonim whether we say that the kinyan goes into effect, even if he didn't actually say go be kinyan, but he actually authorized the lekech to have his kelim and his rishos. Many rishonim hold that even if he merely allows the kelim of the lekech to be in the rishos of the meicher, that suffices, and it's ke'ilu, he told him specifically that you could be kaina, and therefore the kinyan works. Lamaisa, it's a machloikis, but many poskim assume that that would be the pshat by a pushka, that since the person who has the pushka in his home allows the organization to keep their pushka in his home, so it's him authorizing the kelim of Lekech to be kaine, and therefore, perhaps it works, and that's the sheet of the Maimer Mordechai. And how do we paskin halacha lamaisa regarding the machlekes between the Avni Nezer and the Maimer Mordechai? Most paiskim assume, like the Maimer Mordechai, that the kinyan's chal, it already belongs to the aniyim, and therefore, if it gets stolen, let's say, you don't have to pay up, because it's already you already paid up, you already gave it to the tzedakah organization, it's already kaine, that's how we paskin halamaisa. And therefore, if you put it in, you're not allowed to divert it to something else, to a different organization. Another nafkamina, are you allowed to borrow the money? Take money from the pushka and borrow it. So according to the Maimer Mordechai, you're not allowed to. Because it already belongs to the aniyim. They already kind it. However, the paiskim say that if you stipulate that when you give it, you don't want the organization to be kind it, you don't want the aniyim to be kind it, the stipulation, the tanai works. And that would, in fact, enable you to borrow the money and use it for your own benefit and repay the aniyim that you're taking it from.